Happy holidays, it's time to meet the Renfrew Wolves, sponsored by BEI. This week we continue to look at the new blood coming in for the Wolves by welcoming in Theo Avila. Now some fans might have been able to meet you just ahead of the holidays, but for people who can't see you play until games resume next week, tell us a bit more about yourself.
I'm from Greeley, 30 minutes south from downtown Ottawa. I played minor hockey in the Metcalf area. Played basically double A all my life until I made U18 Kempville. And then played U18 Cyclones and then got drafted to OHL. I'm a person that likes to be outdoors, don't like to play video games, really. I love being outside with my dog. I like hanging around with friends and going out. I'm not a really indoors person. I like the outdoors, like going for walks and stuff.
I'm curious though, is there a specific hobby or an activity that really catches your attention, something you really like to do?
I have a dirt bike, so I would say that's my favorite activity outdoors.
So how did you end up in Renfrew?
I was originally in Kempville, and then they had their roster set, so had to play Junior B for the Richmond Royals, and then just got a call out of the blue that I've been traded to Rockland. And then Rockland traded me to Renfrew, and that's how I ended up here.
Was that quick flip from Rockland to Renfrew just something that came out of the blue? Either way, I'm sure it came as a bit of a shock, right?
It was like bang, bang. I mean, you can't really do anything about that part. You just have to stay focused to yourself and what you want to do and just love being around the game and stuff like that.
And before we start talking about stuff on the ice, I do understand that you're building with a family here in Renfrew right now. How's that been for you? How's that experience?
Yeah. I like having my personal space, being alone. It's tough though. I have to cook for myself and laundry. It's something I need to work on, but I'm getting the hang of it.
You know, cooking is such a fantastic skill to learn, so I hope you don't mind me asking, but have you had a chance to really challenge yourself culinarily?
No, just pasta, the normal stuff.
Well, Theo, we've seen a lot of defensemen come into the team recently, yourself included. What would you say separates you from everyone else on this team? What's your niche?
I'm more of an offensive defenseman, I would say. Love rushing the puck and getting points and stuff like that, but I also have to stay in the back end, which I like also, but more offensive.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, Renfrew's back line has definitely been built on being physical and grinding, very imposing. But then there's also been additions recently, like yourself, where it's a lot of skill, speed, and finding those scoring opportunities. What do you think of the fit here?
I'd say it's a good fit. We have a weird defense core, I would say. Some of us are offense, but some of us are really defensive. So I just fit in mostly in the offense zone.
You also have a hidden talent that helps you on the ice. Tell me a bit about that.
I would say I'm good with numbers, math.
So figuring out angles and movement must be no problem.
Maybe the opposing team makes a pass. I can think to take that off. Really use my brain in hockey. It helps me see the game more.
And I guess while life after Junior A is still a little ways away for you, that affinity for numbers could really help you with future ambitions, because I know you have a couple already in mind.
Yeah, maybe become an agent. Stay in the hockey community. I would say maybe become a police officer. That's something I would like to do.
Well, Theo, I would say that we're all looking forward to either seeing you represent a future generation of athletes or putting them behind bars for their jet set lifestyle. Either way, thank you so much for your time.